When shall we three meet again? In thunder, lightning, or in rain?
When the hurly-burly's done, when the battle's lost and won,
that will be ere the set of sun.
Fair is foul and foul is fair, hover through the fog and filthy air.
Is it nearly ready?
Nearly. It needs another cat, I think.
Another cat? But Sarah, we already have four in there.
You can never have enough cats in your magic potion. We could use some more baby frogs too, and we have to do the spell as well.
Oh, can we do the spell now? That's my favourite part.
Yeah, let's do the spell. Come on, Sarah, I love that bit.
Okay, I think we have everything ready. Let's do it.
We three witches shall make a spell to make the days grow dark and the nights like hell. If our mams give out to us, we won't care, cause fair is foul and foul is...
Lisa, Sarah, I'm home.
Dad's home. Shh, don't say anything to him.
Okay.
Oh, that's a great hug. What's all this hurly-burly in my back garden? Hiya, girls.
Hi.
Niamh and Kira are helping me make a magic potion.
Are you now?
Yep, it's going to be the best potion you've ever tasted.
What was that?
Nothing.
All right. It smells a bit weird. It's not another animal, is it? We've talked about that before, darling, haven't we?
Yes, Daddy, we have. I know.
Grand. And does the potion have magic powers?
Yeah.
And what powers does it have?
It makes all of your dreams come true.
Oh, Janie Mac, I'll have to get some of that, so. Can I have some? Is it ready now?
No, not yet, so we can't give you any now, but you can come and have a look at it later. And then, some of the magic might rub off on you, and maybe a few of your dreams might come true.
Oh, wow, that sounds like potent stuff. Okay, give us a scoop of it, and we'll have a look.
First, you're going to win loads and loads of money.
I like where this is going.
Shh, you have to be quieter, else it doesn't work.
Oh, sorry.
Then, you'll become king. No, not king.
President, maybe?
Not president either. I'm not sure exactly, but something important will happen. You're going to be the boss of loads of people.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm going to leave you to your work and go back inside, okay? Have fun, girls.
Okay, bye.
What are they up to?
Ah, nothing. A bit strange, but isn't that kids' view? Mind you, those two other girls are a bit weird.
They are, aren't they? I don't know what Sarah sees in them. She's such a pet. So innocent. Anyway, I left the post there for you.
Cheers, love.
Anything interesting?
Whoa!
What is it?
Credit Union, monthly draw. I got $5,000.
You won the lotto?
Well, no, it's only the monthly draw.
Ah, that's great.
That's strange.
What is? Is something wrong?
No, it's just something Sarah said earlier. But it's nothing. Jesus, $5,000.
I know, that's brilliant. God, what will we do with it?
Maybe I might treat the lady in my life to a little holiday.
Oh, charmer. Go on, open the rest. Maybe there's some more good news.
Okay. Shite.
What is it?
It's the leaflet for that fecking cul-de-sac barbecue. I completely forgot about it.
Oh, the annual barbecue. I forgot it's this weekend, isn't it? We'll have to dig your apron out, MasterChef.
Ah, I don't know.
Ah, but sure, you love doing the grill, and everyone goes mad for your burgers. I'll stop off and niddle on the way home from work tomorrow, get the spuds for the wedges and the salad stuff. It'll be lovely.
Ah, maybe we could sit this year out. Go out ourselves somewhere, you know.
What? No, we couldn't do that. Sure, I thought you loved the barbecue, and Sarah loves it too. She'd be devastated to miss it.
It'd be nice for a change, though, wouldn't it?
What's wrong with you?
Oh.
Come on.
It's feckin' Donal. I can't stand him. I mean, look at this. Look.
Fifth annual cul-de-sac barbecue, celebrating another year of stunning success for the residence committee.
Who does he think he is?
Food, drinks and party games. Looks like Mr. Chairman is going all out.
Ah, don't be like that, Lisa. You know how I feel about the whole thing.
Ben, you don't understand. This is your chance, your opportunity.
What do you mean?
The residence committee would be much better off if you were chairman. This is your chance to show him up in front of the whole road.
Show him up? What are you talking about?
People are talking, Ben. Everyone liked Donal at the start, but he's getting far too big for his boots. Look at this leaflet. That's professionally printed. He must have paid for this himself. And the 181 Jeep in the driveway. I mean, what are they like?
What do you mean people are talking?
He's been chairman for 5 years, Ben. It's time for a change of leadership.
Ha! And how am I going to do that?
People are waiting for someone else to take over. You're the only one. The only one with the ability and the support to challenge him. The barbecue is the perfect chance to attack his credibility and shore up support for you. Knowing him, I bet he'll have all sorts of craft beers and grilled tofu dogs or whatever trendy crap he pulls out of his backside. We'll sabotage the food. Organise a little accident. Meanwhile, you'll deliver the classic hamburger hot dog combo. You'll get everyone laughing. You'll propose that great idea you had about involving the kids in the committee. And before the night is over, everyone will be dying for you to replace Donal and his stupid posturing.
Jesus, when did you... Do you think that would work?
Of course it will. Everyone wants you to be chairman. I want you to be chairman.
But what if we fail?
Ben, screw your courage to the sticking place. This isn't time for doubting. If we do this together, this will work, I'm telling you. Look, Sarah's still playing with Donal's girls, the weird sisters, out in the back garden. I'll call them in. Maybe they'll have some information on what their dad has planned.
God, woman, you're a holy terror.
I'll take that as a compliment. Girls, come in for something to eat. I'm making beans on toast. Well, did you finish your potion?
It's nearly finished. We just need a few more secret ingredients.
And what would they be?
We can't tell you. It's a secret.
All right, okay. Well, I won't push my luck. Now, girls, how are your mammy and daddy? But don't tell me they're a secret as well, are they?
No, they're not. They're good.
Are they looking forward to the barbecue? Have they got anything special planned?
We can't wait. Dad's making his famous Mexican coleslaw.
Yeah, everyone loves it. It's going
to
be great.
Oh, lovely. I'm looking forward to that now. Okay, well, you girls enjoy your tea and I'll just go and talk with Dad. Sarah, there's crisps in the press if you want and the girls can have a pack too.
Thanks, Mum.
Ben, I have it. I know how we can destroy him.
How?
He's making his famous Mexican coleslaw, his prize dish. It's the perfect cover. Oh, we couldn't have asked for a better opportunity, Ben. We'll sabotage it. Chili peppers. Enough to make your eyes water and your throat scream.
Lisa!
The whole cul-de-sac will bear witness to his humiliation. He'll be an outcast.
Lisa!
A pariah. He'll be expelled from the residence committee like a cow dog.
Lisa!
His children will weep and Rebecca's waistline will rapidly expand as the shame drives her to comfort eating.
Lisa!
The kitchen will be a graveyard of empty spice bags and Toblerone wrappers.
Lisa!
What?
I'm not sure I can go through with this.
For God's sake, Ben, grow a pair of...
No, Lisa. Come on. I mean... Donald's a bit cheesy and his jokes are terrible. And the Christmas cards with pictures of his family are just awful. But he's okay, you know.
Ben, he gets his teeth whitened.
Okay, he's a muppet. But he's not a bad guy, do you know? Look, I mean, I have no reason to see this man fall other than my own vaulting ambition. It is this and nothing else which spurs me to steep myself in such villainy. To defile the careful mayonnaise to seasoning ratio of our neighbour's fetid coleslaw.
Ben, look at me. We're not doing this for us. We're doing it for everyone. For the future of this cul-de-sac. For our children's future. I need you to be strong, Ben. Donald's time as chairman is done. He has gone as far as he could possibly go.
I don't know.
It's a new dawn for the cul-de-sac and the future is bright with hope. The residence committee needs a new chair. Only you can give us the leadership we need.
You're right. I must be strong. Enjoy your throne while you can, Donal. Your days are numbered.